Now, Dan, we've heard from George in Australia, and he wants to know if increased greenhouse gases, which you were mentioning earlier, could lead to some kind of compensatory mechanism by the Earth that naturally kicks in and decreases the global warming effect, a sort of homeostasis, in the same way as if your blood sugar goes up or your body temperature goes up, various mechanisms kick in to rein those changes in and bring them back down again.
At the moment, we do have some amount of the carbon dioxide that we put into the atmosphere does go into the ocean. It's a roughly 20% of the amount that we emit is absorbed by the ocean. And the other 30% roughly goes into the land, and the other about less than half stays in the atmosphere. The term that you'll see thrown around is sinks of carbon dioxide. There's the oceanic sink and the land-based sink. So the question is, can these sinks continue to do that job into the future? And it's a big area of research right now, and there's a ton of people working on it and a lot of effort going into this. So it's a really interesting question. I'd be careful about making too many summary statements just at the moment. But yeah, there's definitely, it's a good question, and there's a lot of work going into this.
We have evidence that this has happened in the past, haven't we? Because, for instance, we know that the Himalayas were formed when India, which was down near Antarctica, has migrated up across the Indian Ocean, and it's pushed up seafloor in front of it, right. Made the Himalayas that way, exposed lots of minerals from the floor of the seafloor, and that's pulled carbon dioxide down out of the atmosphere, and it triggered an ice age, didn't it?
Right. So these are very long-term sinks of carbon dioxide. This is a geological one. These long-term sinks take, you know, many thousands, 10,000 years, that kind of time scale to actually bring the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere down or back up, depending on which way that feedback mechanism is operating. So they're much, much slower. The concern is that right now we're putting carbon dioxide into the atmosphere much faster than any of these natural sinks can really get it back down very quickly. For example, that over the past million years, we've seen 4 to 7 degree Celsius temperature variations. And these temperature variations are associated with these long sinks that you're referring to. But usually that temperature change of 4 to 7 degrees, those usually happen over about 5,000 year periods of time. Whereas right now, in the past century, we've seen about a 0.7 degrees Celsius rise, which is 10 times faster than the ice age recovery warming. So
you're saying that although we're seeing small changes in temperature, they're occurring over shorter timescales. So actually the rate of change is much greater than we've seen in long timescales before.
That's the concern, yeah.
Dan, thanks very much. You're listening to The Naked Scientists with me, Chris Smith, and this week our panel of experts are answering the questions that you have been sending in. With me are neuroscientist Kate Storrs. We also have astronomer and space scientist Jerry Gilmore. Oceanographer and climate change expert Dan Jones is here in the studio, as is plant scientist Howard Griffiths. And